Beware, contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
I want to talk about a lot of things, but this transgender bathroom deal just won't go away. And you know it's getting out of hand now because we got white people boycotting Target. And I guarantee you every one of them people so proud of themselves for making a statement, too. Y'all ever notice how shitty white people get to protest stuff by, like, going to Sears instead or eating two chicken sandwiches this week? But yeah, y'all are basically freedom riders. Oh, really? Y'all ain't comfortable? Yeah? Well, if you'll allow a rejoinder, so the hell what? If my great-granny was still alive, she wouldn't be comfortable eating cornbread next to a colored boy. Guess what? She'd have to get her old ass over it. Because it's 2016, and that's a shitty way to be. And why should we care if you're comfortable anyway? Have you ever even thought about the comfort of gay people, black people? Hell, me! I'm a non-Christian living in the South. I can't even go to a goddamn potluck without having to thank some space fairy for the broccoli casserole. And honey, it makes me a little uncomfortable. Have you ever cared? I'm guessing not, since Nancy Grace never had a hashtag about it. Bullshit. And fuck Nancy Grace, too.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by The Liberal Redneck. Well, not really, but I pulled that clip because I really like his channel, and you should probably check him out on YouTube.com and just search for The Liberal Redneck. He's funny. You'll like it. He's also easy on the eyes. It doesn't matter. Now I'm going to set Adam off. Speaking of that, don't forget to use the special listener checkout code Dubious Intent when you find his channel, because that won't work. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am joined from the liberal redneck free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Daniel. And just so everyone knows, the terms and conditions and opinions that are given to us on the pre-show clips are not necessarily the viewpoint of Dubious Intent or either of its co-hosts, but really? Maybe one of them.
Really? Wait. Now you didn't care for the liberal rednecks clip there at the beginning of the show, Adam?
All until he caught up to the space fairy thing, which is a very Daniel Brewer opinion.
Well, I think it's core to his identity. He's the liberal redneck. He's an atheist redneck.
What's up, man?
Whoa, sorry.
You went to his channel because you wanted to see. You're reserving judgment until you see whether he's cute or not. I know you. By the way,
you
I'm
said
doing
he was easy on the eyes.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
I just want to make a statement that you don't have to be an atheist to be liberal.
You know what, Adam?
Liberal to be an atheist.
He didn't say that he was a liberal. He said he's a non-religious person living in the South, and he can't go.
Well, he's called the liberal redneck.
I understand that, but his statement that upset you, he qualified it by saying that he's an atheist and he can't go to. And it's one of those things, Adam. His whole point was that if you're uncomfortable about him saying that, well, he gets a little uncomfortable too and grow up.
No, I'm not uncomfortable with him saying it. I'm just saying,
fuck you, Nancy Grace, is what he's basically saying. Anyway, Adam, it is 9:25 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's most religiously diverse chat room. Adam, who's joining us in the chat room this evening?
We have DeRabbit, Frank, Lurker Greg, Mags, That Blue Jeans Guy, Tim in Alaska, Toppy Smelly, Voldefart, Yaz Mamadou.
I don't know why Voldemort makes me
Enilnoy Toff Gib and Zzz.
Great. That's great, Adam. Thank you. That's excellent.
Oh, and Cyclone is not a bot, so I guess Cyclone counts as well.
Yeah, Cyclone is not a bot.
Although Dante is missing this evening, our bot. You know, all this talk about Facebook bots
maybe he left.
Microsoft bots and all that, and Dante is nowhere to be seen. I think someone's kidnapped Dante, the old Pride 48 bot.
I think Turniphead has him running on a computer in his apartment. Maybe something happened to Turniphead.
Oh.
Do we know?
Someone call Turniphead.
No, don't call him. You don't wake him up. It's not like his job to have to do this. I'm just concerned for his health now. That's all. I just want to make sure that he's doing all right.
You think he's asleep? It's only 9:30. What does he go to bed at like 7 in the evening?
He has a life.
Like
he has a life. He doesn't need to be here. I'm not trying to make him feel bad. I wasn't like saying, oh, well, Turniphead needs to get on top of this. I was just pointing it out. It's like we thank him for running it out of a computer in his house. He doesn't have to. But we thank him for doing it. I didn't want anyone. Oh, my God.
Now, I don't know how these bots work in IRC. Can anyone have a bot? Like, could I build a bot and also have it in the chat room? Is it literally just a bot that's logged in as a normal member? Is that all it is?
Yes.
Oh, so anyone could do it. You don't have to have special admin privileges or anything. You could just...
No, but Dante does have some admin privileges, but that's only because Turniphead had admin privileges and gave it to Dante to do. But I don't think Dante does anything admin related. Like, okay. Dante wouldn't kick somebody from the chat room or anything like that.
I think we should have multiple bots. You know, bots are the new thing.
And then we could have hundreds of listeners in the chat room every show. And
that's true.
Which some of them may be bots. We don't know. They would probably be the ones that are going like, oh, I find monkey farts interesting. Tell me more.
Yeah, well, they could laugh at all of your jokes. You could animate them.
Oh, God,
maybe.
Look at the shade that you were throwing at one Alden Tom at the Laconic Boy Scout. You were just...
I wasn't even thinking about Alden whenever I said that.
Bitch.
But, you know, you can... Whatever you want to think.
How's your week been, Adam?
Oh, God. I don't really have anything. My week has been great. It's been... You know, I do want to say this. I'm too busy. Like... And most of it is if I could just not have to work.
Yeah.
That would be because I want to do this YouTube stuff and we're trying to get in shape for Hawaii. We're working out every dadgum day. Every day we are working out because we're doing P90 and Mark is doing it with me. So I can't just skip a day because, oh, no, he won't allow that. In fact, even on the days that they are resting, he's jogging. It makes me sick. Anyway, as soon as we get home, we're spending like an hour and a half working out. And then you've got to eat, of course, as one does. You know, you eat your dinner, your supper, whatever you want to call it. And by then, you have time to maybe watch one or two episodes of a TV program. And then it's time to go to bed. And then you've got to get up and go back to work. And then the weekends just go boom, 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 just so fast.
Wow.
My life is just spinning away from me and I don't have time. I'm trying to, I wanted to do a nice little, I'm really interested in After Effects. Yes. And it's an Adobe program.
Yeah. The video that I made for tonight's show is done in After Effects.
Oh, okay. So you're using After Effects. Okay. I'm really interested in it. And there is this really cute guy his name is Andrew Kramer. Mm-hmm. And he's had this this website called videocopilot.net, and he's done YouTube tutorials for, I don't know, 15 years now or something. But because of these After Effects tutorials, he now works for Bad Robot, and he's done titling for Fringe. He did titling for the Star Trek movie, most recent Star Trek movie. He actually worked on Star Wars, on the most recent Star Wars.
Wow. So and like, did this, they like send him to the planet?
I think he created. Well, actually, I think he did titling. But anyway, and he's very good. He is like an After Effects guru.
He'd be like telling people, "Hey, you know that planet, that desert planet where Ray went up to the dude to do that planet?" And they're like, "Yeah, yeah." I designed the sign that was hanging behind him, and the words on that sign, I wrote them.
For Star Trek, they actually designed some of the planets, actually, and his voice. He has a really hot voice. His tutorials, he always starts them out. I'm just
hold
play
on.
You.
What is it? Wait, what's it? Here, no. Let me play it. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to play that. All right, go ahead.
Well, actually, I don't know.
No,
you can
ahead.
Play
no,
it.
No,
look
no,
up.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, we'll see if it works. Okay, here we go.
Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here, videocopilot.net, and welcome back to another very exciting tutorial.
Fake.
Today, we're going to.
Huh?
He sounds, it's like one of those fake voices. It's like a Vera Charles voice. Like, hello, I am Andrew Cushing. Welcome to my YouTube. It's like, it would be like, what's his name? It'd be like Ted Cruz pulling
his
up
name's
to
Andrew
a,
Kramer.
Like trying to order something at a Wendy's. He's like, I would like a double quarter pounded burger, fried medium, please, onto a bun with some mayo.
But I just want to say, anyway, I love his voice, and that is his voice. I've heard him give speeches and stuff like that as well. But he announces it up a little bit for his tutorials because he wants to make him sound professional.
Just on that same thing, have you ever heard Markiplier's voice?
I don't know.
It doesn't even just like in his regular, vlog type videos. He just has this voice. I don't know if you, he's got this
Hello,
really...
Hello, everybody. My name is Markiplier, and welcome to Five Nights at Freddy's. I understand what I need to do.
Oh, yeah. He's just the one that did the...
But when he talks, he's got like this really deep voice. It's like, yeah. It sounds like you're running it through a soundboard.
I like Andrew Kramer's voice, whatever. I like the way he starts his tutorials. But what I want to say is...
Oh, something happened on your Adobe Creative Cloud. No, I don't know. It was a Windows 10 notification.
I got the file from Toppy Smelly. Anyway,
thank you, Toppy Smelly.
So, he does these really, really professional looking After Effects tutorials, and he's super good at After Effects. He makes it look like
I've already forgotten his name. What's his name?
Andrew Kramer.
Kramer.
But the name on YouTube you'd look up Video Copilot because that's the name of his site.
Video
and the name of his channel.
Copilot. Okay, I got
Video
that.
Copilot. Anyway,
Video Copilot.
I'm so busy that I was.
He has a new beard. Yes, you're so busy. Yes.
Don't tell anyone. But I was watching YouTube tutorials in the car on the way back and forth from my haircut this weekend.
Oh my god!
On After Effects tutorials. But the thing is, I don't have time. Like I haven't had any time to actually sit down and do much of this. And the other thing is, I struggle in the creative department coming up with ideas. So even if I learn the technical stuff of how to do it, I'm like, yeah, but what do I want to do for mine? Like for what I'm going to do, you know? Anyway, so I was working on that, but it's just, life is just flying by.
You know what, Adam? You have to give up something. That's all. You know, there's only so many time. There's only so many hours in a day. And if you really want to learn this new program, you're going to have to give up on the, you know, Project Runway All-Stars, or you're going to have to limit your television watching to, you know, 12 shows instead of 36. Or you know, it's like, if you think about it, you watch a whole lot of TV that takes up several hours a night that's time that you could be doing stuff, but you...
It's true, but that's also quality time with the boyfriend,
Is it really? Because this was always my argument. Now, I'm not, you know, I don't know your marriage. I don't presume to know your marriage, but, you know, my previous marriage... You know, we had fights about that. He would want me to sit there on the couch and watch TV instead of being upstairs doing a podcast or being upstairs like playing World of Warcraft with friends on raid night or, you know, or doing something else like that. And it's just kind of like one of those. And he would always say, you know, it's spending time. It's spending time with me. It's like, no, it's not. You're sitting on the couch watching something. I'm sitting on a couch watching something. The only conversation that we would have would be during the commercials, lest we get the shh, hold on. You know, because you can't talk during the show.
What I do is I pause it, and then Mark will say,
"Oh God, I hate that."
He'll say, "Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program for a commentary by Adam Burns. Adam, back to you." And then I give my commentary.
Adam.
That's what I do. I do that. But anyway,
here's the thing. You know what? I made this decision long ago. That never give up on anyone's troubles. No, I don't even know the words to that song, but I made this decision a long time ago that, you know what? This is 2016, as the liberal redneck at the beginning of our show told us. How many shows, like I can count on MTV shows showing up on Netflix after a year. I can count on several of the network shows to show up on either Netflix or on Amazon Prime within, you know, before the next season starts or shortly after the next season. So I've just resigned. There are some shows that I like that I don't want to miss, but I don't really have anyone to talk to about those shows. So it's not like I'm missing out on the water cooler conversation if I don't watch it. So I've just made the conscious decision that, you know what? I'm just going to wait and watch those when they hit Netflix or whatever. And so I still get to see them. I still get to see those shows. I'm just delaying seeing them, But that gives me back the time because, you know, we're coming into the summer. Every show you watch is going to be on hiatus now all summer long, right? So it's like, you know, what do you watch during the summer? So if you back down your television watching to, you know what, I'm going to watch an hour a day. That'll be our 1 hour long program that we watch. So you make a conscious decision. That's, you know, 7 shows a week. So there's 7 hours of you know, 7 shows a week that you'd be watching.
Right. Well, anyway, so yes, I need to pare down on something, but I can also do it. I can also do it while sitting and watching TV, but the laptop, when I start doing more challenging things, the laptop will struggle to render them. So, you know, I'll get frustrated and probably want to move to the desktop, which has a better graphics card and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, right now for just some little titling or something like that or playing around, I can do it on the laptop and I can still be in the same room with him. I wish I had a powerful enough laptop that I could sit in the living room because, you know, my desktop and everything is in a completely different room. So we can't be in the same room together, you know, at least being in the same room. I'm at a point where we still like each other. So, you know, we like to be in the same room.
It's not a matter of not liking it. Here's the thing. We would go to dinner. We would have conversations at dinner and that's where we did our interacting and whatnot. It's like, you know, you live with him. It's not like you have to, you know, he likes you for who you are. And part of who you are is a person that likes to do these things. And so you should do those things. You know what? I feel like a lot of times, and I'm not trying to get all preachy here, but I feel like a lot of time people get so wrapped up in doing things together that they don't realize that you're still two separate people. You still need to do things apart. And that doesn't mean that the relationship is bad or anything. And that doesn't mean, you know, the reason that my marriage failed was not because I didn't sit on a couch and watch TV with Robert. You know, it's like my marriage failed for a whole host of other reasons outside of that. But the point is that, you know, you don't always have to do everything together. You are still two human beings. Like I know some couples that have been happily together for over a decade that take separate vacations. You know, it's just that they, like you recently, you just came, you took a vacation.
I did.
So
we're planning our together vacation, which is Hawaii, by the way, for those of you who.
That's right.
Anyway, so I'm really excited, though. I mean, I've had it for a while. I've had After Effects for a long time, but I'm really looking forward to creating a title for this new YouTube thing that I'm doing and also trying to create some custom graphics to add to it when I do it. Now, I do have to actually have time to do some new videos because the graphics don't mean anything unless. And I've got to post the last day of our trip, which I haven't.
When are you
going to
do that? When are you going to post the last day of the trip? There are people that are hanging on that, Adam. They're hanging. They're waiting.
Well, I don't think so. Actually, what I found was the views were the most for the first one. And then for each subsequent day, it was less and less and less views. So people were like, yeah, we've seen it. We don't need to see another day of it, basically.
Well, that's because we also posted a podcast about it. But this wasn't for that. You're not putting up. You can never, ever let that. It's like, what are you making it for? Are you making it to do it and to say, I did it?
For fun.
Right. Then don't worry about whether people watch it or not.
No, I'm not worried. I'm just telling you what happened. That's what I'm telling you. Anyway, I was waiting. I'm going to release the last one, but I wanted to have
Yaz Mamadou in the chat room says, bated breath. She is waiting for it she's just asking me how to spell bated. Never mind. She doesn't care. Yaz Mamadou doesn't care.
So I was going to put it out when I had at least a preliminary working title sequence created.
Oh, so you, wait, but this vacation doesn't have anything to do with your new YouTube channel, does it?
No, but it's on the YouTube channel.
I know, but
so
I'm just saying you don't have to have the title for it.
That's true. But I wanted to, that was kind of my, you know, incentive, you know, get at least a working title done, even if it's crappy.
What is the title? What's the title of it?
No. It's just geekygay.tv.
Don't you already have a Geeky Gay video title sequence?
No, I don't. I do not. I never created one. So that's the thing.
Don't you have where am I used to seeing geeky written in like different objects and then you're like hanging off of the wall.
Oh, that's just a graphic that Larry created, but it's not a title sequence. It's just a graphic. And I'm not going to use that because it's got naked hanging Adam in it and it's not.
You could blur that section.
Well, anyway, so speaking of After Effects and everything that I've been working on, I think you've also been working on something.
Well, you know, Adam, I also have been. Here's the thing is like, I'm no good at video. I'm just no good at video. I'm really good at audio, but I'm no good at video. So I was like, you know what? I want to make some stuff that would be fun to do. That's, you know, so I was looking for more animators. Now I can't draw. I'm not a good drawer. But I finally decided, you know what? Screw it. The new season of RuPaul's Drag Race will be out later this fall, the All-Stars version of it. And I really just kind of wanted to do for every show to make like a little 3 to 5 minute spoof of the show, right? Just say completely one-off where you exaggerate everyone's, you know, stereotypical traits. Basically doing it very in the vein of Will Huser, he has a YouTube channel where he does this for Big Brother every year, but he does it not with animation, but he dresses up as every single character and then
right.
green screens it together.
Yeah, you showed me that. I think you went on the vacation
and sometimes
hold it up.
Right. And sometimes he does little fake songs where he'll make up the little songs and, you know, sing as the cast, you know, the songs, and sometimes he'll just reenact some really stupid situation that happened on the show. So I wanted to do this for All Stars, just as an experiment kind of a thing to do. And so I was looking around for ways to do that. So I think, well, I'm not a good drawer. So if it was something like even like South Park level animation where I could just basically cut some really rough looking shapes and then animate them around the screen, right? Basically, I can record all the audio and then basically just kind of rough move them to where they needed to be on the screen. Like one step, you know, one half step better than a storyboard kind of an idea, you know, with most of the emphasis on the audio and then a little bit of, you know, just kind of storyboarding it with a little bit of motion in it over the top, right? Does that make any sense? You're following me so far?
I'm following you, yes.
Because what everyone told me was, you know, well, animation takes forever. And it's just like, you know, animation is going to be really hard to do. So what I... In my searches, and while I was searching doing this, I played around a little bit with the Adobe Animate, which used to be Flash Pro. So I played around a little bit with Adobe Animate, and I showed you that really crude animation that I made of the bell pepper skateboarding.
Yes,
it was an apple.
I saw that.
It was
so
an,
what?
It was an apple, but you called it a bell pepper, so we'll just
it
go with
like
that.
It looked like a bell pepper.
Right,
it was.
Yeah. See, I told you I couldn't draw, but...
It's definitely bell pepper-esque.
Right. So I made that. So I made an animation, which is, it's the basic tutorial. If you take the tutorial for Adobe Animate, it's basically that tutorial, right? It's making that thing. So it's like, it's a step-by-step tutorial of making that guy skateboard across. And it was really complicated. Not really complicated, but it was very time. I could see how... animating multiple characters on a screen and managing background assets and things like that, I could see how this would become very tedious and very time-consuming. So I was looking around, and I noticed when I was looking at the Adobe Cloud Suite, because I was just going through the Adobe Cloud, you know, website, going like, well, what other products do they have? You know, maybe this isn't the best thing for animation. And so it led
Although
me...
Although it's called Adobe Animate.
It is, but someone makes a really good point. It's more for interactive animations, and it's more for really fine-tuned, like frame-by-frame animation kind of things. Actually, After Effects is the more compositing software, where it's like, I want to take the, you know, I want to string together scenes and fade between scenes, and I want this to move from here to here, and I want you to figure out the path in between those two things. So, you know...
After Effects is amazing.
Okay, but After Effects does that, so I was happy with that. Well... Buried in After Effects, for any of you, the Adobe Cloud customers out there or users out there, buried inside Adobe After Effects, there is, under the file menu, there's a thing that says launch the character animator. And it's in preview right now, but you get it with the Adobe Cloud stuff. If you launch Adobe Character Animator, it's this brand new program that they've come out with. And what it is, without boring people to tears, I know, too late. What it allows you to do is it allows you to build puppets in Photoshop and then import them into Character Animator and rig them so that they are puppets. And it uses your webcam and other pieces of software to allow you to animate the piece. So you perform... if you guys haven't seen the video from tonight, no, that's not a good one because you would have to find, I uploaded that one only to Facebook. If you go to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/DanielJBrewer, there's a animation test Atom Puppet at Universal Studios Japan. And here for the chat room here, I'll just going to go ahead and post you the link to that. But it's basically, it's an Atom Puppet, right? But the beauty of this is it took me a long time to make the puppet because I had to build it up in specific layers, and I had to put things like, you know, specific places and make sure that, you know, the eyes would work right. And the eyes. So it took me a while to build the puppet because it was my very first one, and it took, you know, that was what took the time. But once the puppet was built, animating him here is incredibly easy to do. It uses the webcam for you to perform like the eye blinks and the eye looking around stuff, as well as the resting poses of the mouth, whether you're frowning or smiling or neutral. And then it allows you to use your mouse to like drag around arms, like the, you know, like drag around the limbs and stuff, so you can like pose him and just using the mouse to perform those. And you can multi-track this stuff. So you can go, right. You can perform the one, then go back and perform the motions and stuff. And it's like, so you basically do the, you know, you do the performance and then you pull it into After Effect and you go to, you basically can then string it together, right? Then you can use tween animation, stuff like that. So it's just a really cute little program that's, once you build the puppets, I can see this being basically how I'm going to have to do. So I had you record something tonight saying, you know, hey, this is Adam and we'll be live in the chat room, you know, blah, blah, blah. I had you record that. You sent me the recordings. I took me about 20 minutes to put together the animation that I put on Facebook of you doing that. And the majority of that time really was spent with me putting in some music and some background noises. And I actually had another whole scene where I had like a bunch of little mice and I was going to have them scurrying out of the house at the end. But I didn't want to offend you. Also, I didn't want to spend that much time on it. But it was... anyway, so I put that is.
Yeah, I love how I live in a tiny home. Like, you know, it's.
You know,
it's
I just Google searched for house in a field. That was, you live in Arkansas. I figured that you live in a field, and that's
right. Exactly.
That's,
yeah.
So yeah, so I put it together really rapidly. It was, you know, it's a 40-second video, but I put it together probably in about 20 minutes. Because I already
was a puppet you had already created.
Yeah, yeah. I used the puppet that I had already created. I used the Adam. So Adam, the Adam puppet. Is completely divorced from the backgrounds or anything like that. I can basically reproduce, you know, I can put that puppet in a different scene at any point in time and perform as him. So
how did you draw that? Did you take a photo of me and then draw over it?
Yes,
or?
I took a static photo of you. Not the body. The body is completely, you know, just fake, right? So I didn't use any proportions on your body, but for your head, yes. I basically took a headshot from our vacation just now. You know, I took a headshot of you and I put it as the bottom layer in Photoshop and then, you know, went through and traced around your face, with, you know, a sample of the color of your skin and traced around your face. You know, I basically just did the outline of your nose and the outline of your face and your hairline are pretty much pulled from your picture, as well as your ears, the shape of your face, the placement of your nose and your eyebrows and your hair are all pulled from you. The eyes are completely fake, right? Those are just Photoshop ovals. And in the mouth, I moved down from where it is on you naturally. So the puppet Adam's mouth is a little lower than your picture. But other than that, I mean, it doesn't really look like you, but it doesn't not look like you.
It's similar. I would say it's closer than, like, you know, when you go on any of those things where you can build your own avatar.
Yeah.
They never have any faces that look like mine. I would say it comes much closer than any avatar that I've ever owned.
Right. Well, there you go. And I basically, I've been working on mine, so I'm doing my puppet. So I didn't spend the time doing the puppet thing. Like I said, that's the time consuming piece is building the puppet.
You could take little bits from our show, little 5-minute bits, and then just put the puppets, animate the puppets to the bit.
You can. You know? That is a thought of doing that. Yes, that is absolutely a thought. And you can do all kind of little things like that. But that's kind of what I'm playing with right now, is that whole character animator thing, and just kind of playing around with that. So anyway, I just wanted to point out, if any of you Adobe, like, I cannot draw, right? I cheated by tracing over your face, right? And then, you know, I mean, I can draw, but I can't draw. Like, I'm not Larry Queen. I'm not Alden, right? I can't, like, draw really nice things.
Although Larry drew our stuff by tracing over a photo as well.
But those are him drawing a specific avatar, right? Not, I mean, like, right. Larry can sit down and just draw things, and I can't do that. But then again, as Alden told me a long time ago, a lot of it is just practice, right? It's just like, because I don't draw. I don't sit around and, you know, I wasn't one of those people. I was playing with audio stuff instead of doing visual stuff. So it's like, that's why I'm really good at editing, right? But I can see this being a lot of fun. I can see a lot of cute little things that we could do with it. Like if I really wanted to take the time, I could build a puppet version of any of our existing Pride 48 skits, like the opening show skits with everyone, and basically
that's true.
Recreate them as a story.
The only thing I noticed was I don't think my lips were quite, you know, quite with the
that's not
the
true.
Voice.
It's not true. Your lips are, so it uses a camera performance to judge the neutral state of your mouth, but not to do your talking. It actually runs, you tell it to figure out the lip syncing from the audio track, and you tell it which audio track has the voice on it, and it goes through and analyzes it. You have to draw 13 different mouth shapes for the puppet, and some of those I probably maybe didn't get completely right, and so that's why you're thinking that they don't move together, because like the whoa or the shape of the mouth, I might have gotten different than like the f or the k shape of the, you have to look like the d and the k and the all your different kind of shape that you're like morphemes basically is what your mouth would have, but yeah, it I'm barely scratching the surface of what this character animator thing will do, because it's got just so many cute little things in it.
I don't know. All this time you've spent, like, you know, animating me to whatever, you know, tonight you're going to dream of Adam's animated lips or something, you know, just,
no.
You know, running through your dreams.
No, there we know. No, Adam.
They'll be slightly askew.
If only I could get the, anyway, so there you go. That was, that's my stupid project, is I'm going to do this for All-Stars. So I'm thinking All-Stars are probably in the fall. So I have until fall to basically come up with a RuPaul puppet and a, all the queen puppets that I'm going to use. And it's the second puppet is a lot easier because I can basically steal body parts, but I can't, you know, so really all I have to do is the face. Like I can use the same eyes and just change them a little bit. So I imagine building new puppets moving forward will be.
You'll have a whole like South Park universe.
Well, a whole Pride 48 universe. There you go.
All right.
I could take all those Gus Chad drawings and just animate those.
Don't take mine. Just use the one that you've got of me.
You're
just
a shady bitch.
Use the one that you've got of me. Well, anyway, so the not much went on this week, but of course.
You know what?
We have like,
I have a feeling that we're just going to play all three of these because they're all from the same person. But let's do it. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. I'm Anthony Cruz for the Celebrity Death Band. Soul singer Billy Paul, dead at 80. Most famous for his song, Me and Mrs. Jones. Okay, bye.
All right, there you go. Adam, what's your call on that? Soul singer Billy Paul.
Sure.
All right, great. Oh, look, there's another one. It's like twins.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Actress Madeline Sherwood, dead at 93. Probably most famous for playing Mother Superior on The Flying Nun. Okay, bye.
Didn't somebody else from The Flying Nun die recently? Anyway, what say you, Adam?
I don't know. She's also famous.
All right. And then finally, let's just get this last one here. Let's go.
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. KTEL founder and voice of all those KTEL infomercials, Philip Kives, dead at 87. Okay, bye.
Wow. Philip who? You didn't... It just says Philip.
Oh, I wasn't... Philip something.
Okay, Philip
play it again.
No, it's Philip Kies or something like that. I don't know. I'll just search for the voice of KTEL.
Were you aware that there is a shadebutton.com?
That's what I use on the other show. That show that you don't listen to.
Oh,
yes, I'm Philip
you
Kies.
You use the website. Okay.
Philip Kies. Thank you, RT Cruiser. Yeah, Philip Kies. So there you go. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. You're entered in the contest thrice. And those are our celebrity death phones for the week. So let's just, now that we have that out of the way, go ahead, Adam. What were you saying?
Well, what I was going to say is nothing really happened to me other than having like no time this week to do anything.
Wait,
but
then what did you spend your time on?
This morning. Working.
Well, then working happened.
Yes, working. And then by the time I get home at like 6 or 6:30, then we work out. We're not done with that until about 8. And then we eat. And then it's almost 9.
Wait, you have
and
a
then
2-hour workout?
They're about an hour to an hour and a half. Yes.
Oh, dear God. No.
Every day. Anyway, a lot of time.
That's completely
spent.
Pointless.
And then I spent all day on Saturday driving to St. Louis and back. And then today was church, then lunch, then walking, then working out, then bathing the dog and doing laundry and preparing for the show and then eating again and then doing the show. So, I mean, it was all like, you're right. But anyway, this morning, so church.
Yes.
So I have Tumblr.
Really?
And on Tumblr.
Wait, just you? Like, so none of the rest of us can go to Tumblr.com. It's just you.
No, I'm
you
just
have
saying,
Tumblr.
You guys can, but
you,
I have a
you
Tumblr
have Tumblr.
App.
I own Tumblr is what you're saying.
I'm
basically.
Saying I have Tumblr.
I, you know that thing, that Tumblr thing? Yeah, I got it.
I'm just prefacing this story by saying that I have Tumblr, okay? And as you might, as a gay male who likes to see dick.
Uh-huh.
And hot guys.
Uh-huh.
I follow quite a few because let's face it. I mean, really, what's the purpose of Tumblr? It's porn.
Porn. It's yes.
I mean, basically.
Tumblr
so right.
Porn. They wrote a song about
it. So I have
internet
so
is for porn.
Everyone I follow is like it's basically porn. I mean, a few of them post photos that are not pornographic, but most of them are, and some of them are videos. And I haven't turned off all my notifications on my phone, so I'll wake up in the morning and try to clear my notifications. And one of them's Tumblr. So I needed to go use the bathroom anyway. So I went to the bathroom and this morning and Tumblr gave me a notification. So I clicked on it and I pulled up, you know, and it was a bunch of porn. And I was just kind of scrolling through as I was doing my business, you know, and then I had to go take my shower and everything, get ready for church. So I just turned the screen off on the phone. I didn't. And I closed it and I put it on the charger. So I was running late. So I'm like, I'm showering. I'm like shaving. I'm doing all this stuff.
You,
right?
You do realize if this was a TV show, everyone would be screaming like, oh, we know what's going to happen. We know. I'm hoping that when we get to the point that's like the obvious punchline of this joke, it's just going to go like a completely different direction. It's like a completely different direction.
It's not. But anyway, well, I could have not set it up, but I needed. I mean, it's a very short story to begin with. So anyway, so I get to church.
Yes.
Well. I'm in orchestra, right? And one of the things that we do in orchestra is we want to make sure that our instruments are in tune.
Yes.
So we all usually use our phones. There's an app called ClearTune. And so normally we put our phones up on the stand in front of us. And I'm sitting in a group of like three trumpet players and they're like trombones behind us and there's French horns and everybody else on the side. Anyway, so I need to tune.
I'm laughing. So I'm laughing at the alternate ending that I'm making up in my mind. But go ahead.
I click the power button on the phone and the lock screen is on. So I swipe and then all of a sudden.
Oh, can I say it?
Magically.
There's a picture of Joe Batance on your phone.
Right, exactly. All this naked cop with like this big cock is like on my 6.5-inch screen. I mean, and I've got the brightness setting like all the way up. And then I'm like putting my hand like, you know, in front of it real quick, you know, and then I'm trying to like, you know, discreetly pull up the tuning program. There's not really an ending to this story because I honestly don't know if anyone saw it, but now I'm like,
yes,
I'm worried that like if
someone saw it, one of two things will happen. Either A, they may, you know, try to talk to you or something because maybe they're gay or maybe their friends are gay or whatever. So maybe you'll meet some, or B, you'll start getting a lot of prayer request cards. It's like, well, we're praying for Brother Adam that he may, you know, beat
the thing
his
is,
homosexuality.
The two other trumpet players are for sure straight.
Yeah.
And the guy who probably would have seen it is an older guy who sits next to me, who is also a trumpet player.
Back in my day, we didn't have to use those rubbers.
He didn't say anything. So maybe he didn't. Maybe no one saw it. But now all I can think is someone's going to go to the music minister and say, you know, Pastor Mark, we saw Adam had this homosexual porn come up on his phone. And, you know, and then I'm going to get one of those talking to's, you know, like they need to pray the demons out of me or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm worried, you know, and maybe it's going to get around to my parents that I have porn on, and they know I'm gay, but I mean, certainly they don't want to know that I have porn on my phone.
They know.
It's just, so now I'm worried. Maybe no one saw it. It'll be fine.
Whatever. This is so, it's fine, Adam. It's fine.
If I was in a gay orchestra or something and a porn, people would just
be
like,
but the point is, did you see what was on anyone else's phones?
Well, no.
Well, then no one saw what was on your phone. It was just like
I felt like Leo Laporte.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but Leo Laporte has people that go back and play. You know, they think they saw something, and then they can actually pause and go back and look. I mean, you're not.
That's true.
You're not in that universe. You're in the universe of the real things that happen.
So that happened this morning.
Wow, that was fun.
And yeah.
So I go ahead.
I might get kicked out. I might. That might be one thing I can.
Oh my God! You'll have so much time.
Plate.
You'll have time to work on your animation projects. Then
I can do After Effects on Wednesday nights.
You can do Wednesday night After Effects with Adam Burns. No, you know what? I mean, do
while
that.
Looking at my Tumblr.
Do that. How many hours a week do you spend, you know, doing orchestra stuff?
Well, I would go to church anyway, so it's really only the hour and a half on Wednesdays that I rehearse.
I'm saying, Adam, something's got to give, right? It's like one of those things. It's like you gotta choose your paths. There's only so many hours in a day, and
that's true.
So you have to make that
I'll
decision.
Figure something out. I will figure something out.
I will tell it is. No, I don't think it needs to be sleep. Honestly, Adam, and I know you're rolling your eyes when I say this, but honestly, it's the TV thing. We live in a great time right now. We live in a time when, like, if you don't see something, you can still see it. Like a week or month or a year later, you can still go and see it. Now, varying degrees of whether you have to pay for it or not to see it that way, but we live, you know, I remember growing up, like if you missed Knight Rider on Friday night, you were fucked. You missed Knight Rider on Friday night. You'll never know what happened. You know, to Kit and whatever his name, Michael Knight. You'll never know what happened to them that week because they didn't rerun the shows. They didn't, like, in the off season, sometimes they'd play some repeats, but it wasn't the full season. And it's just kind of like one of those, if you missed it, you missed it. And now we live in a day and time where it's like, wow, you can watch it. I'm like doing the whole Star Trek chronology thing. It's like, you know, Deep Space Nine was on a lot, and if you caught it in syndication or if you went out and bought the DVD set or something, maybe you could watch them again. But now it's you know, it's a brave new world, Adam.
Well, another thing that's happened this summer is we get a orchestra and choir rehearsals are canceled during the summer. So I get about 2.5 months.
It came, where you know what it
no
came down to me
orchestra.
It came down to me saying to myself, and I know that you hate this, so I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm just saying that maybe it'll help somebody else. It came down to the point where it's like, I'm going to stop watching as many reality shows because honestly, these people, you know, whether they're like formulaic, half of it's not, you know, it's all kind of staged. So I basically went through my head and was like, what are my, you know, my favorite reality shows? Like, what are the ones, you know, that I'm going to pick like three reality shows that I really care about and I'll, you know, those I'll watch and the rest of them I'll give up. Like all the singing competitions, all those things. Because honestly, on that singing competition, you're watching them just waiting for someone to do like a really good job. But the next day on YouTube, if that person did a really good job, it will be there the next day on YouTube and you can watch just her sing instead of listening to the judges babble on for a half hour about, you know, whether she did or didn't sing well. So it's like, to me, When I let go, when I learned to let go and was like, you know what? I don't have to watch this. It will always be there for me to watch. At some point in the future, I can watch this. There is no such thing as any kind of piece of entertainment going on that I cannot at some other point in time go and watch and see. However, this is, you know, if I keep spending all my time doing that stuff, I am giving up, you know, things that I can't go back, right? I can't go back and learn how to use After Effects a year from now. I can't go back and learn how to, you know, I can't go back a year from now and record the podcast that I wanted to record or do things. It's like, it's one of those things, Adam. You gotta do it while it's there.
David Hasselhoff is trying to bring back Knight Rider, actually.
Do you remember that redo of Knight Rider that had...
Oh, it was horrible.
What was his name, though?
The TV show?
Yeah, it had 24 guy in it, didn't it? No, it had Val Kilmer. That's who it was. Val Kilmer played Michael Knight.
I don't remember that. Well, I don't remember him being in it, but there was a TV show, and it was...
Yeah, it was called.
This was back.
Yeah, it was called Knight Rider
2008.
Yeah. But there was a Knight Rider 2000. It did not come out in the year 2000.
Okay, well, this is a TV show that I'm thinking of.
There was a TV show called Knight Rider 2000.
Justin Bruning.
Wow.
Was Michael Knight? I don't know any of these people.
Was the theme this? Is supposedly the Knight Rider 2000 theme.
No, this was just called Knight Rider. It was
my favorite spinoff on that was Knight Boat, which only
Knight Boat?
Yeah, it was the intelligent boat that used to like chase the bad guys in the matching.
This is the intro.
Here's the problem, Adam. You can't you know, you can't, you can only go so far with the procedural. And when you're basically locking yourself into the universe where the plot must revolve around the bad guy driving a car or doing something that can be defeated by driving a car. That's the original Knight Rider, yeah. But it's just kind of like one of those things, right? It's always going to be the bad guy in a dune buggy, or the bad guy on a motorcycle, or a bad guy in a semi truck, or you know, some kind of mobile bad guys. It's like there's no stationary bad guys in Knight Rider.
That's an iconoclastic theme song.
I'm just saying.
I think that's one of my favorite theme songs of all time.
But couldn't you in your head, if you could have all those hours back as a child of watching Knight Rider, like, and it could all be summed up in one, like, little, you know, oh, you'll watch two episodes and you go, oh, I get it. It's a thing where the bad guy's in a car, right? And then think of all those hours you would have to learn, like, Latin or Spanish or...
Right. Well... You know, that's really people who are, you know, pros at anything. Really, it's not about them having inbuilt talent. It was like thousands and thousands of hours spent doing whatever that thing was that they're good at. So
because they weren't
I'm
listening
really,
to
really
this
good at watching
podcast.
TV.
They weren't listening. Because think about it, Adam. We've now become that distraction. We've become, what are you doing? Why are you listening to us? Why aren't you right now?
Don't tell them to leave right now.
Oh, don't leave. Here. No, look, you. Yeah. No, you know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you. And you know who I'm talking about. Look, you need to get your fat ass up. Go to the gym. You have us on a phone. Put in some goddamn earbuds. We'll wait. Put in the earbuds. And then get yourself, go to the gym, go right now. We'll go with you. We are such good friends of yours. We'll go with you to the gym.
I'm going to learn After Effects while we podcast. I'm just going to start, you know, like tweaking, you know, creating a new layer mask, right? You know, right here while we talk.
Wow. Look at you throwing out terms.
Maybe all this animation and stuff will give you, I don't know, neck problems or something. I know you've been...
I see that you are reading the Trello there, Adam. You get so nervous. You're just like, can we move on? I woke up with a stiff neck. I get this like once every 5 or 6 years.
Did you have like a party last
night?
No,
like once every 5 or 6 years, something happens. I sleep on my neck wrong or something happens where then the next day... You know, you can't turn your head in one direction without just like a shooting pain down your back. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever had that before? Like, because I've had this that goes on for days.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's like, so I'm on day two of this right now where it's like I can, since it's the end of the day, I can actually turn my head this far. But when I sleep, it's just like, you know, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, you know, with like, you know,
there's a stretch that you could do in the P90X yoga that would take care of those neck problems.
I don't know that this is a traditional neck problem because there's nothing. It's kind of like when I was a kid, they would call it pinched nerves or whatever. It's like something is happening because it's not like a muscle pain. It's like a nerve pain. It's like, it's one of those, like you turn your head and it's like, and your brain's like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell fucking no. You know what I'm saying? It's just like. It's something, yeah. It's like one of the nerve things. It's not like, you know, like you twist your muscle and you go, ow, that really hurt. This is kind of like, fuck, I'm going to die. You know, it's just like, kind of like one of those like shooting pains kind of a thing there. And I don't know. I remember my mom used to get these and it was just one of those things. And I don't sleep with a pillow. And that usually solves that problem because it has something to do with some way I sleep at night where my head will be on the pillow wrong and it'll cause a thing like this. I don't know. I'm just trying to say, Adam, I woke up with a stiff neck. It's day two. I'm hoping that it goes away because I don't want it
to. Day two of the stiff neck affair.
I should start a YouTube series on the stiff neck of Daniel Brewer because people would
be. The Stiff Neck Chronicles.
Now is time for the Stiff Neck Chronicles with Daniel Brewer. I'm.
You could animate it.
I could. It can be an animated series now that I could build a stiff neck puppet. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! Yay! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Happy birthday!
the Dubious Intent birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue for somebody's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking at the chat room, unless I don't know the answer, in which case I will totally cheat because I am a cheater.
All right, Daniel.
Yes.
Here we go.
I am Adam. Oh, I'm supposed to say this. Adam, what is our first... Oh. This is the Mary Tyler Moore theme.
It is.
I feel like you do the entire cast, because I hear the Mary Tyler Moore theme more in a year than I think is natural to do.
Then you should.
Yeah, well, unless I was living in the '70s, I don't think that. Well, I was living in the '70s.
Here's the next
but I
one.
Wasn't.
Oh.
You take a book, take a bag, you take a
book,
and there you have facts of life. This is actually from last week's show. Last week's show, we played Garrett, Edna Garrett's birthday, and you played the Facts of Life theme. So you're saying right now that it is someone who is on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and on the Facts of Life.
I am saying that, Daniel. And you want to also focus in on what time period this particular Facts of Life theme came from. If you're familiar with your Facts of Life, you know, there was an old theme and a new theme.
I don't think I followed it that closely. Let's see. Is it a man?
It is not a man.
So it's a, well, it can't be Edna Garrett because that was last week. Oh, I see. I cheated. I see. But the chat room is saying Cloris Leachman. Is that her name? Cloris Leachman?
It is. Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman. So I did not get it, but it's, I see. Because it was the later version of Facts of Life after Edna left the show.
Yeah. You know, and I'm looking. There was a guy in that.
Was Cloris Leachman on the Mary Tyler Moore Show? What did she play?
Okay. So Mrs. Garrett left.
Yeah. Oh, we don't care about that. I'm talking about the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Keep in mind, before I get angry like comments about this, Mary Tyler Moore Show was, I was a child when that was, and I don't remember anything about it. I mean, I know that it was Mary Tyler Moore and Lou Grant, and they worked in a newsroom, and they had a dude named Ted. But other than that, I know nothing about it. So what did Cloris Leachman play on Mary Tyler Moore?
Oh, I have no idea, but she was in there. If you look up cast of Mary Tyler Moore, she's listed.
Okay, great.
But I didn't watch Mary Tyler Moore, so I don't know specifically.
Yeah, I don't think anyone actually did watch the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I think that's
they brought this guy
so
in.
Cute. Yeah, I remember the Mary Tyler Moore Show, but none of us actually watched it.
You know how towards the end of TV shows they bring in this, you know, like cousin Eddie or cousin,
right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
whatever. Well, they brought in this guy towards the last couple of seasons of Facts of Life, and I don't remember his name, but he was really cute. Now that I'm looking at him. And the actor's name is Mackenzie Astin, and he's actually still an actor, and I don't know, I'm Googling around.
I don't know.
You should look him up.
Okay, great. Is it his birthday?
No, it's not.
Okay,
but
good.
Just look
Happy birthday, Cloris Leachman. Who's our next birthday?
You know how old she is, Daniel?
She's 97.
She's 90.
Wow, Cloris Leachman 90. Is 90.
Yeah.
I love Cloris Leachman.
On the road again.
Can you stop?
Just can't wait to get
Can you
on
stop?
The road again.
Can you stop, please? Pause.
Yes.
Stop. I wasn't done. I love Cloris Leachman from that kid, the Finding Hope show. She was hilarious on Finding Hope.
Oh, she was so crazy acting. And sorry, I had already hit play when you started talking.
Okay, fine. That was On the Road Again by Willie Nelson.
It was On the Road Again.
Yes.
Is it Willie?
Yes. Is it Willie Nelson's birthday?
It is Willie Nelson.
Congratulations, Willie Nelson! Happy birthday.
He's 83 years old.
Wow, he's 7 years younger than Cloris Leachman. He looks like he's 90.
I can. He looks a little rugged. You know, a little rugged. That's what pot does to you, Daniel. I
don't think it's the pot, Adam.
Well,
I think it's years of being out in the sun.
Could be. He's 83, and here is our next birthday.
This is the theme to Seinfeld.
Yeah, and as this is an ensemble cast...
There are many people in this cast.
I will play one more clip.
Right, here we go.
You know what I do? I wear them in the shower. You ever wear clothes in the shower, Bill?
Never.
You're dressed, and you're
clean. That is the voice of one Jerry Seinfeld. Is that who that is?
It is the voice of Jerry Seinfeld.
Is it Jerry Seinfeld's birthday?
That's the Microsoft Windows Vista commercial.
Ah, that really weird one where they ended up buying like churros for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bill Gates is trying on shoes.
Because that's what he does.
And Jerry
crazy.
Seinfeld
Bill Gates is crazy. He would go around and he would try on the shoes.
Jerry Seinfeld
I feel like that would be like a story on the Big Fatty Show, right? It's like, ah, yeah, you know that Bill Gates. I don't buy the windows because that Bill Gates he tries on shoes.
Yeah, he was trying on some shoes, and you know, as Jerry Seinfeld is wont to do, he was just walking through the mall.
Right. Okay. You know, wow. I feel like we're spending an inordinate amount of time in these really obscure commercials, but that's fine.
All right. Here we go. So the next, he's 62 years
old. Shocker alert. Here's the relevance, though. The producer of the Bill Gates Jerry Seinfeld commercial was Mackenzie Astin.
Oh, right. He's 62, and we'll move right on to our next birthday.
There we go. To our next birthday. All right. I'm ready. This is the Cosby Show theme.
It is not the Cosby Show theme. Oh.
You swaying back and forth is not going to make me get this. No, is this the opening theme to this?
It's an opening theme to a show.
I don't think I know this show.
All right. Well, I'm gonna give you another. So
Mib comes out of nowhere to come into the chat room just to type in some late night show. Thank you.
It
Mib.
Is
that was
some
helpful.
Late night show. Yes,
it does. It sounded like a late night show, but
it
I don't
is
know.
Some late
was
night
it Arsenio?
Show.
Didn't he do that? Didn't the announcer do that thing on his show?
It is not our thing. Well, he might have, but I didn't watch that show because I live in the South. Anyway, so here is the next clip for that person.
The election's getting nasty. See this route?
Oh, dear God. Oh, is that Hillary asshole? It's Jay Leno.
And a militarist.
It is Jay Leno. That was the theme to...
I hate him. I hate him so hard.
That was the theme to The Tonight Show.
All right. So there you go.
With Jay Leno. And actually,
I didn't watch that shitty show. I only watched The Tonight Show when Johnny Carson was on it and now when Jimmy Fallon's on it. Those are the only two times that I would watch The Tonight Show.
Well, then if you watch it now, that clip that I played of him giving a monologue was actually from a recent, it's 2015, but at Jimmy Fallon had Jay Leno on to spell him.
Yeah, it was horrible.
During the monologue. Okay, and Jay Leno is 66 years old. We have two more birthdays, Daniel.
Did you say spell him?
To spell him.
Spell him?
Spell him.
What does that mean, spell him?
You know, give him a rest.
Just spell him? Wait.
Him, yes.
Do you think this is a term? Spell? Like spell
yes,
him?
Yes, it is. It is.
Like, because if you walked up to anyone on the street and said, can you spell him? They would go, H-I-M? It's like, or H-Y-M-M. Which do you want? No. You can spell ways. They're called homonyms. They rhyme.
Can you spell me?
That is not a term.
It is a term.
It's not a term, Adam. You cannot just use words and then just make them mean something. You can set a spell, but you can't spell someone.
I think you can.
I've never heard this term in all of my many, many years on this planet. I was going to say 5 decades, but I have a year before that. I've never heard this term before.
Aha. I'm looking at a Google definition right now. Allow someone to rest briefly by taking their place in some activity. I got sleepy and needed her to spell me for a while at the will.
Me,
at the wheel.
M-E. That's absolutely insane.
That is a definition of that word.
Oh, fine. The chat room is saying that it's a word. In my life have I heard this.
You won't believe me, but you'll... Okay. Anyway,
I've not heard it. I still don't believe them. I think this isn't a thing.
Google it and you will find the definition.
This is like a Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone. In the 1700s, when we addressed everyone as Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, then we would wear a belt. And on that belt, we would hitch our little thumb. We would put our left thumb there and then we would tip our hat at the person next to you and go, I spell you today, sir. That is how we change shifts at the factory.
In fact, I believe Jimmy Fallon might have said, I need someone to spell me. And then Jay Leno came in. I'm pretty, because I listened to the monologue. Just that's probably why it was in my brain, why that word was in my brain.
All right, fine.
Anyway,
move on.
Next birthday.
This is the theme to the Carol Burnett Show.
It is the theme to the Carol Burnett Show, and I have one more clip.
That was also an ensemble cast.
Well, everything is, isn't it?
Send it.
That is her. Carol. Why can't I say her? Carol Burnett. I just suddenly drew a blank on her name. Yes, that is Carol Burnett. She would do the Tarzan yell.
Carol Burnett is 83 years old. You know, you don't see much of Carol Burnett anymore.
No, you don't, because she's scared that Vicki Lawrence will find her. And because it's just kind of like, I told you, I'm not a friend of yours. Leave me alone.
All right. So this last one, I really don't think you're going to get, but I had to do this one.
It's fine.
So maybe the chat room will know it, but I don't think you're going to.
All right. Here we go. This is the theme to Absolutely Fabulous. Why wouldn't I know that?
Well, I don't think you're going to get the person, but let's...
This is the theme to Absolutely Fabulous. Absolutely Fabulous, yes.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Good. I wasn't sure if you watched that.
I did.
So, all right, so here is the person talking.
So, January issue. Bulimic. Fetus.
Right, so which one talking? There's two different people talking. Is it the second
there's
person?
There's just one person talking.
Is it Joanna Lumley?
Right, so...
It is Joanna Lumley.
Patsy? I couldn't tell if that was Patsy, because I was like, I know that there was a editor. I don't remember Patsy ever calling that meeting. I thought she was in charge of, like, the fashion or something. I thought someone would ask her.
She was looking... In that particular scene, there was some intern, and she was looking at some fashion and calling someone a fetus.
Yeah.
And
see,
someone whatever.
I used to have a Patsy Stone t-shirt that I would wear as a young gay, and people in Florida would come up to me and go like, I like your Ivana Trump t-shirt or whatever, because I would be like, no, it's Patsy Stone.
So, Joanna Lumley is 70 years old.
70 years old. You could have also played the theme to the Avengers, because she was on the Avengers.
And I don't know if you knew this, Daniel. I'm really excited about it. In July, an Absolutely Fabulous movie is coming out.
I've heard that. I'm not that excited, because I remember like when they did like a new season of Ab Fab like 4 years later. Yeah, or whatever. It was like, and it was such a, it was like, eh. This was so much funnier when I was a young kid going out to bars and, like, you know, we'd watch it at the bars and get drunk and watch the ad. It was like, it was so much funnier then. Now it's just kind of like, these are the same kind of jokes. Like,
well, it's true, but I'm excited about it because I really loved it.
Well, you know,
it,
Adam,
so,
you're never going to learn After Effects if you're going to, like, spend your time watching old things like that. Anyway, what's our next birthday?
That is all our birthdays. She's 70. But Pride 48 birthdays?
Yeah, we do. We have some Pride 48 birthdays. They're on our website called pride48.com. But we would like to say a very happy birthday to drum major Kev, whose birthday was on the 30th. Today, the day that we are recording, May 1st, happy birthday to Donna Sugars, Gar in Denver, and Tom V.
Yes, darling.
Anyway, happy birthday to each and every one of you. If you'd like to have your birthday listed on pride48.com, sign up for a free Pride 48 account. Don't forget to check out...
All right, Daniel, we are going to play a game again today.
Really?
So I'm gonna ask you to play the music. Not that music.
What? This is the music for the game.
No, it's not.
There's a file here that says this is the music for the game.
I don't know where that came from.
It's in the sound folder. It's like, it's called this. Oh, I see. It's a YouTube. Oh, okay. So I have to go over here. It's like, it's time to play a game. There you go. That makes more sense. Although, honestly, I like the other one a little bit.
I don't know where that came from, but all right.
Wait, Adam. Let's just go with this for a second. It's like the other one is because it's more, you know, the thing is like, listen to this. You ready? News game. It's time for a news game. News game. Let's guess the headlines. News game. I like this. I was just going with this. Adam, you're going to read me three headlines. Is that what we're going to do here?
I am.
And two of them
read you.
Are fake.
Yeah, two are fake and one is real.
One is real. And I am going to use my amazing deductive powers and knowledge of all things news related to discern which one is the real story, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, and the audience should let us know whether they like this
it drives you nuts.
Incarnation of the news.
It drives you nuts that I'm using this theme instead of the one you picked out, isn't it?
Rather than the other one, and they can attribute it to... No, it doesn't. It's a little distracting. It's a little distracting, but it's fine. All right, so here we go.
It's a very peppy song.
That's fine. So here we go. First headline, Daniel Brewer.
Yes.
Presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is sending out pink women cards to those who donate to her campaign.
Okay, she's sending out pink women cards. Now, is it like a card of a pink woman?
I'm playing the woman card.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, no one says that. It's like, can you spell me for a moment? Because I don't think anyone actually says plays the woman card.
All right, so the second headline, Daniel, is 22 dead bodies found in Michigan's Flint River found to be cause of pollution.
Okay, so 23 dead rotting bodies in Flint, Michigan were what was causing the pollution.
Yes, it was 22, but that's close enough.
Oh, what did I say?
You said 23.
And maybe one of them had completely disintegrated by the time they wrote the story. And so my incarnation was correct at the time that I knew it to be correct, sir. That's what I'm going to say.
And lastly, yes. Headline number three,
Number three. Trois, if you're French.
A woman defecated on her boss's desk after winning the lottery.
Excellent. Was her name Wendy Cameron? So a woman defecated on her boss's desk after winning the lottery. Okay.
Yes.
22 now. This just in.
Right.
This is breaking news. This just in. Only 22 bodies left in the Flint River. So 22 bodies in the Flint River are causing the pollution, or... I already forgot the first one. What was the first one?
Hillary Clinton is sending out pink woman cards.
Which I'm so tempted to believe that because it sounds like kind of a stupid little like hokey thing that she would do. But I'm not. I'm not going to go with that because I think she has people around her that would tell her that that was not funny because she would have been like pitching that to her. So what we need to do is we need to have cards that say women. And then they would inform her. That no one says that. So I'm going to throw that one out. Adam. Am I still okay? Am I good with the final? Was that the real story?
You have to tell me what's the real story.
It's like a game show, Adam. I'm narrowing it down because, you know.
No. There are no clues here. You just have to guess.
All right, fine. I'm throwing it out. I've got two news stories left, Adam, and I believe that I read earlier this week on Facebook that a lottery winner was going to still have to pay for property damage because she shat on her boss's desk when she won the lottery. I'm going to go with the lottery story, Adam. I believe that is the true story.
That, sir, is a fake story.
Oh, wow. That is a fake story.
So the real story...
You got it wrong. No, wait. So now if we're going to go to the real story, then I guess we have to go to the to this music. Go ahead.
So the real story, Daniel, is presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is sending out pink woman cards to those who donate to her campaign.
Oh, such a stupid thing to do.
On April 26, 2016, Republican candidate Donald Trump turned his attention on Democrat Hillary Clinton instead of his Republican rivals. From the lobby of Trump Tower, he said, "The only thing she has is the woman card. She's got nothing else going. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote." Clinton took the remarks in stride, saying if fighting for women's health care and paid family leave and equal pay is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
Wow.
And on Wednesday, Clinton's campaign wrote they might make flashy headlines, but Trump's comments aren't a joke. Hillary can handle these attacks. Millions of women shouldn't have to.
She can't handle the joke. That's the problem with it. It's like such a stupid thing. Such an absolute stupid thing. Because here's the thing. He's like, it shouldn't even be an issue, right? It would be like the first gay president running and going like, I want you to vote for me because I'm gay. It's just like, that's a stupid thing to say. It's like, and she needs to quit doing it. Like, well, we need to have our first female president. It's like, you know, how about you just be a president? You know, like, how about you be qualified to be a president? It's like, I'm not going to vote for you or against you because you're a woman. It's like, you should just be a better candidate. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'll shut up now. That was the news then, was what you're saying then, yeah. Adam. Okay.
So Hillary tweeted, lower wages, no paid family leave, limited access to health care. Just some of the perks of your hashtag woman card.
Right, because I'm a woman, get it?
So there you go. That's the news.
God, that is the news. All right. Excellent. It is the section of the show where we play your phone calls and read your emails. And basically, you know, we're just like your bitches. We just do, you know, whatever you send us something and we do anything. We're attention whores. And that's what we like to do. I'm assuming that you're going to be adding Toppy Smelly's phone call to the list here. But in the meantime, I will go ahead and play our first phone call, which comes in from RT Cruiser. Let's listen to it now, shall we?
Yeah. Hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the contact section. Just listening to the current show while I'm having a bit of a walk at lunchtime, so
yes.
I'm not masturbating like Scotty does.
Right.
But, Adam, you can't get with Alden because he has a boyfriend? Are we missing something here? Why isn't it that because you've got a boyfriend? Just curious.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye.
I think RT Cruiser brings up a very valid question there, Adam. It's like... if it weren't for, you know, Alden's boyfriend, you would be with him. But, you know, what about your boyfriend? Are you going to make now, the point that you were flirting with Alden long before Mittens?
Correct. Yeah. So Auntie Vera also had a problem with these. First of all, the whole flirting thing is more of a bit than anything else. Right. I've been doing it for a long time.
Yes.
Even back when I was with Maddie.
Yes.
Even as long ago as then. But if you wanted to be literal about such a thing, first of all, we are allowed to think other men are attractive, even if we're in a relationship. But the other thing is, yes, I had about a year and a half to 2 years where I was indeed single.
That's right.
In between Maddie and
we remember it.
Mark.
We remember it here on this very show.
And yeah. And
matter of fact,
so
I remember it so fondly. I like to call this period of my life right now the Adam years. It's like because I'm right. Emulating you being single during that time. Unlike
so,
you,
yeah,
however,
I was
I'm not looking for a boyfriend. I think you were looking for a boyfriend.
I don't think I was looking for a boyfriend. In fact, I had a similar feeling as you that I was really enjoying the single life.
Yes.
And then I don't know if you recall, but I kind of debated about whether or not I wanted to get into a relationship when I started dating him.
I do recall it. And if hopefully I didn't steer you in one direction or another. Let's move on to our next phone call that comes in from one large fat man.
Hello, lovies.
Hey, fatty.
Just wanted to call. I was listening to your latest little show, and I heard the old gal, you know, her birthday. Her birthday is coming
May 7th.
On Saturday the 7th of May.
May
7th. She'll have completed her 60th year. And I heard her chewing your ass for not being social down there at the Universe of Studios. And, you know, if anyone knows about being social in public places, the old gal, she's an expert at that. You know, she recently tried to trying to go off to the side and watch her computer, mm-hmm. and some typhoid Carol with an E came over and talked to her, and then somebody wearing clam diggers came over and was talking to her, so she knows all about being social.
God. Adam, why'd you hang up on Big Fatty?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Sorry about that, Big Fatty.
He calls her back. Did he not call us back?
No, he didn't. Fatty, that is an excellent point that you make there.
The stupid thing is, we're just going to hear Poodle McNoodle talk about it this week as if it was her cruise experience. He's like, oh, yes, Big Fatty. I ran into a man that had clam diggers on. It's like, he's already given away his bit for the week. So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, you're excused from listening to Fatty's show for the rest of the week. Let's get to our next phone call.
Where is Auntie Vera Charles this evening?
She doesn't want to be here unless Joe Batance is here. Remember, that was her thing. She's like, I don't want to talk to you unless Joe Batance is here. So I don't think Vera's going to be
here. He's not even in the chat room as far as I can tell.
No, Joe Batance told me to say earlier today that, you know, because he had to do something tonight, he would not be available. So I'm supposed to pass that along. Anyway, let's get to our final email here, our final voicemail here comes in from one Smelly Toppy. Let's see what it is.
Hey, guys. Hey. Hey, listen, yep. There was something last episode that you guys did that led me to believe something, and I want to, like, get into it right now.
Okay.
So, anyway, it's about ASMR. Do you know what this is? Automatic sensor Mary... repose or something like that. But anyways, Adam said something last episode. I don't know if you know this. Adam said something, and it leads me to believe that Adam is a good person that maybe responds to ASMR audio stuff. Yeah. I think we should experiment. I'm gonna do something right now.
Now,
Daniel. Yes. Now you monitor Adam while he listens to this. And then we'll find out if Adam is a candidate for this ASMR stuff. Okay, so I'm gonna go. I've got Lee Press on Nails. I've painted them red, but it doesn't really matter because this is audio. But I've got Lee Press on, and I'm gonna crinkle things and move things. And Daniel, you watch Adam and see if he responds. Okay, I'm going to start right now. So, what I've got here is a computer. I'm going to open it up and tinker with it, okay? And we're just going to touch some of these things on the inside of the computer. And, and I'm going to do that. Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll just carefully remove this. Yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. So what I mean is, Daniel, if you saw like the hackles on Adam's cackles rise, you know what I mean, like goosebumps or whatever, maybe, you know, I just want you to report. I'm very interested in knowing, and this is Toppy Smelly signing off with an ASMR demonstration that I hope Adam responded to because I think he will. Bye.
I did actually get some goosebumps.
You were laughing. You were sitting there.
I was laughing. But I did get some goosebumps. I got some goosies.
Okay. ASMR is the autonomous sensory meridian response is what we were talking about.
You know, Tyler Oakley and Sean Mendez did a video all about that. Did I talk about that last week? Is that why we were mentioning it?
I think so. Yeah. He said he heard this on the last show. So yeah, this would have been the thing.
Yeah. So. And it was very sexy listening to them,
so,
for sure.
So you're saying it's not sexy to listen to Toppy Smelly, but it's sexy to listen
I'm not,
to them.
That was not related to Toppy Smelly at all. I'm just saying it was... I like sounds. I mean, we are both into podcasting, mm-hmm. and we both like audio.
Right.
So there are... I do. There are certain sounds... I don't know that it's sexual, but there are sounds that I like.
Right. And then there's sounds like there's sounds that are unpleasant, like the Big Fatty Show. Like,
well, exactly.
That's an unpleasant sound. But then there's other shows like you probably like Country West. Like that would be a pleasant sound for you.
Yeah. True.
I don't know who else in the podcasting world that you are
RuPaul's Drag Race recap.
Wait, you find that to be pleasant? That's a pleasant sound?
Yeah, it's a pleasant. Well, you know, the shade button I like the sound that that makes.
I don't know anything about the damn show. Anyway,
I like kind of the raspiness of Joey Buhecker's voice.
Can we get out of the context segment now?
Oh, we can.
3, 2, 1. Oh, yeah, it's, you know, Buhecker is on a cruise right now. I don't know if you know this.
It's a common theme. Everybody in Pride 48 has decided Auntie Vera went on a cruise, yeah, and then yeah. Poodle and Kitty McNitty or whatever went
McNitty,
on a cruise.
Right, Squeaky Kitty.
And now Joey Buhecker is on a cruise. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Next, Tim in Alaska will be cruising to Cambodia from Alaska.
No, he just came back from Cambodia, so he's not.
I don't even know how if you could do that. Could you do that?
No,
could
but you, go you know, from... yeah, but isn't Baron and Dr. P? Aren't they going to London or something?
Well, they're going to London, but they didn't mention anything about a cruise, so I'm not really sure.
I'm just saying they got to get across the Atlantic some way. Why would they fly when they could cruise? Clearly, is the problem. But here's the thing: they're probably not going on a cruise. But I know a lot of people.
Do they
go on a cruise? Like Taffy and Taylor go on Disney cruises like every other day.
Do they have to get medical examinations or anything to go? Do you have to get like a medical exam to go?
No, you don't. But if you're going to run into like sickly little old ladies on the plane and you need, you know, they ask you to help them with their luggage, there's a very important thing that you should ask them. You should be like, "I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you turn your head and cough?" Dubious Intent is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 229-234-7587. Or send us an email. We don't know if our email's working, though. But send us an email. contact@dubiousintent.com. We'll figure out how to make that work. It's my belief that we're losing things.
You had a voicemail from Scotty, didn't you?
I did, but it was about our Daily Show things, and it was just more like... lambasting me for eating dinner at 8 o'clock, making my old mother eat dinner at 8 o'clock, and my mother always eats dinner late. That's how we were brought up, Scotty. I don't know about you crazy Australian masturbating in public people, but that's how we do things here in the... when you live in a tourist state. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.